This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This is going to ring hollow to those of you in many parts of the country right now, so apologies in advance, but we are having a crazy heat wave out here in LA, like 90 degrees this week. Crazy. Thanks to the magic of air conditioning and refrigeration, we're pretty much fine, thanks. But a couple of hundred years ago, that temperature disparity was a business opportunity. Lauren Redness wrote about it, and an entrepreneur named Frederick Tudor in her new book. It's called Thunder and Lightning: Weather, Past, Present, and Future.
Frederick Tudor was an early American businessman. In 1805, he had the preposterous-sounding idea to harvest ice from frozen Massachusetts lakes, to pack those blocks of ice onto ships, and to send them to be sold in the hottest parts of the world. To most people at the time, to sell ice from New England in India sounded just ridiculous. It sounded like a plan to sell air. Tudor's own father called the idea wild and ruinous. On his first voyage in 1806, he sailed to Martinique with a ship full of ice. But when he arrived, there was nowhere to store it. So unsurprisingly, Tudor's ice melted away before he could make anything close to a profit. In some years, the winter wasn't cold enough to provide ice to sell. He was thrown in prison for debt more than once. And apparently on one occasion, the creditors were chasing him to the shore just as his ships pulled away. In 1833, he made his first shipment of ice to Calcutta, and people didn't know what they were looking at. They thought that maybe this ice had some magical or supernatural or demonic quality. And yet, the ice lasted, and these shipments turned out to be wildly profitable. Today, he's mostly forgotten, but in the mid-19th century, he was known as the Ice King, and he was renowned as a visionary.
Lauren Redness there about her new book, Thunder and Lightning: Weather, Past, Present, and Future.